hon.
Hi. Something smells good in here. So, Mary, do you remember Tom from my office?
Yes, I remember Tom.
Well, today at work, he told me about a new online program at the Treasury Department that will allow us to invest in Treasury securities or purchase savings bonds right from home.
But I thought we were already getting savings bonds.
Yeah, but this new system allows us to purchase not just savings bonds, but also Treasury bills, notes, bonds, and Treasury inflation-protected securities, known as TIPS. And with more options, we can be much more diversified. Tom said it's really easy, and it allows him to keep track of everything online, 24/7, in a totally secure environment. So secure, he said it's practically like being inside the Treasury.
Sounds good. But how much does it cost to set up an account?
Nothing. It's free.
Free is good.
And it only takes a few minutes to set up an account. Man, that's good. Then you can purchase savings bonds for as little as $25, and other Treasury securities in increments of $100. I can show you on the computer. I mean, after dinner, of course.
Yes, after dinner would be good. Kids, dinner! Okay, I typed in treasurydirect.gov like you said. Now what?
Well, before we begin, we'll need to gather some basic information. To open a Treasury Direct account, you'll need your Social Security number, a driver's license number, a checking or savings account number and routing number, and your email address. And that's it. Now that we have all of that gathered, let's take a look at the Treasury Direct homepage. On the right-hand side, under Open an Account, click the link for Treasury Direct and follow the instructions.
No paper bonds.
That's right. With treasurydirect.gov, savings bonds are electronic entries in your Treasury Direct account, with all of the benefits of paper bonds, without all of the paperwork.
Great, that means no misplacing the bonds.
Okay, now once you've had a chance to read through the introduction, click the link at the bottom to apply now. Choose the account type that you would like to open, and then click the button at the bottom titled Select. Fill in all of the account owner information fields. Be sure to click the checkbox towards the bottom that certifies your Social Security number or taxpayer ID. Now, once you've done all of this, click the Submit button at the very bottom of the page and the approval process will begin. Tom said that if at any point you change your mind about opening a Treasury Direct account, just click Cancel before you select Submit and then close your browser. If you choose to cancel, any information that you've entered to this point will not be saved.
I don't think I'll change my mind.
All right. Now you can choose a password and password reminder, select three security questions, and provide three separate answers. Then click the Submit button. After you have finished the process and have been verified by the system, you'll receive an email message from Treasury Direct with your account number. If your information couldn't be verified online, the email message will ask you to complete an account authorization form that will have to be mailed in. There, congratulations, hon. You're now a Treasury Direct account holder.
That wasn't too hard.
You just have to wait about 2 weeks to receive your account access card that ensures maximum security of your personal information when you log in.
That's good.
You can also learn more about the account access card by going back to the Treasury Direct homepage and under Open an Account, click the link for Treasury Direct again. Here, click on Learn More About Your Security Features and Protecting Your Account. When you click on the link, you can view a brief demonstration of how the access card works.
Investing online with Treasury Direct has been so quick and easy that now I can invest my time and money into what matters most, and all from the comfort of our home.
Come on, Mom, it's your turn.
Okay.